tied together.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Coming up in this hour, we're going to go inside our mail bag. Oh, yeah. I pulled the mail off the shelves, and a lot of things fell free. Some of you waiting for answers, we got answers for you. Oh, yes, we do. We're also going to take a look at Ben Bernanke and the fact that once again he trots out a few old chestnuts for us to go over and decide whether or not the recovery is a long haul or a short haul. Make up your mind, Bernanke. We're going to get there in a second. Why do we have a Federal Reserve? Remind me again. All right, and here's a big one. The Keystone Pipeline, right? This is something that could create jobs. Now, some of you might squirm when I say that. I've, speaking of mail, gotten slammed through the mail, like Ella who says, Kate, I respect you, but you are so wrong about the pipeline. Think of the environmental damage. I've talked to people who have been privy to things, well, and some of this I'm sure is common knowledge, to some of the hoops that have already, the regulations, some of the hoops that have already, the pipeline has already gone through. And we're talking about a pipeline, to be clear, from Canada all the way down to Texas, the crude that would come in. We already get 25% of our oil from Canada. And guess what? If we keep making it difficult, that's fine. The Canadians will turn to the Chinese because they're going to make some money off of this deal. How long can they wait for the United States of America to make up its mind? What this really is a political hot potato. And since the president has to appease environmentalists and union members, he had to sort of pick a side on this one. And they messed around with it, and then ultimately decided. The president turned down final approval in January because this was with the 60-day deadline from Congress. So that way he could just say, hey, it's not in the national interest. We're going to look at it in 2013. It's perfect because now it gets pushed off, in one sense, now it gets pushed off to 2013. But it's not good for people who are looking for jobs, real jobs where they could make real money real fast. Because to get this thing up and going, it's not going to happen overnight anyway. The Democrats say the Republicans are now just trying to push this through because it's like an earmark. So the Republicans are going to keep pushing for this Keystone Pipeline, in spite of the president's decision to reject Congress's deadline, because they say this is a construction job that's ready and it would help people in areas that badly need these jobs. I like what Congressman Joe Barton from Texas said. He said the federal government's delay in reviewing this project, this is great, ready? We fought and won World War II in less time it's taken so far to evaluate the project. It's true. It's ridiculous. It's only because it's politics. Repeat after me. Just remember this when you get upset about any of the politicians who represent you. It's about getting reelected. The people around, the people who are running, only want to see them get reelected. So they're always running. They're always raising money and always trying to stay out of the controversy. Now, what happens here, since it gets shoved off, the Republicans say they're going to push for it. The Democrats say that it's nothing more than an earmark. Henry Waxman, the congressman from California, the Democrat from California, says, you remember the Republicans saying they were against earmarks? Well, not when it helps their friends. And he pointed out the reports of the Koch brothers and other Republican contributors who have interest in the pipeline and saying that this is what it's all about. But see, then that's tit for tat, because easily you can turn this around and say, what about Solyndra? What about the push for Solyndra? And who was helping the Obama people? So it's the same old back and forth. That's what it is. The bottom line is it has been through the environmental wringer already once. Already once it has been in, through this direction, right? The State Department has to explain whatever this new delay is, because this is the thing. Originally, they gave the environmental, I'll say it again, green light in August. But then there were protesters outside of the White House, protesters who didn't like the route because of a key aquifer in Nebraska. Okay, so then they moved it away from that area so there wouldn't be any concern, because the people of Nebraska felt so strongly about it. Then they moved it in a different direction so it wouldn't be an issue. The State Department had already approved the route that was much more environmentally sensitive. They moved it around. So give me a break. These are just delays, obstacles, anything to get elected. That's what it's about. But this is my opinion, and some of you don't agree with me. Some of you think that it is too dangerous, that it could cause problems up and down the entire route of the pipe. And who knows? Who knows what will happen if we let it go, that it we shouldn't have it happen. We need to have many more environmental studies to make sure it's safe. They can study this a million times, and there is no 100% guarantee of anything in life, let alone that we could say the pipeline is 100% safe, nothing could ever be damaged. You think of the tankers that take out the crude. You think of the other ways that we remove crude. Oh, we don't want to relive what happened in the Gulf. And I think the pipeline, done correctly, is much safer. So I say thumbs up all the way around, unless we decide, we look in the mirror and say, mirror, mirror on the wall, do we really need any of this oil at all? And the answer is, we need it. We need to completely get off of the foreign oil in the Middle East. Yes, it's only 18% or 16%, but there's still a percentage we need. That's why all of this wrangling over the Strait of Hormuz, and why we've got a warship out there lying in wait in case Iran goes crazy, because that's where the tankers are going up and down. So this is just ridiculous. This is, again, more political rhetoric. I say thumbs up to the pipeline. What do you say, America? These are jobs. Thousands of jobs that people can do, all kinds of jobs. Yes, shovel-ready jobs that the administration seems to like. That was part of the stimulus. But also other jobs related to this pipeline that would pay people really decent money for not just a couple of weeks, a couple of months, maybe a couple of years, maybe even beyond that. For some, definitely beyond that. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in on that. I'm expecting lots of email, and that's okay. Let me hear your point of view. If you disagree and think I'm all wet, that's cool too. And maybe you just don't want anything to do with anything that would come through the belly of land in the United States and take it all the way down from Canada and to Texas. But let me tell you, there are things that are being done and have been done in the past that are a lot more risky, I think, than this pipeline. And it's already been through the rigmarole. It's already gone through those environmental checks. So give me a break on that. 800-259-5791. We'll take some phone calls coming up here on the flip side. Plus, I'm going to let you hear what Ben Bernanke had to say. And if we have time, we're going to run off to that mailroom to check the mail, too, because we've got mail waiting for us. Lots of mail waiting, but for now, we're going to step aside. So hang with us. Light up the phone lines. We'll be back in a sec. have a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
All right, we're mixing it up here, talking about the Keystone Pipeline Project. Let's cut through the crap and just discuss it. Yay or nay, what say you? This is a smart group of people, even listening with one eye open if you're so bloody tired. I know you have thoughts on this. So TransCanada announcing it supports the proposed legislation, the legislation that was in the state of Nebraska to move the pipeline project forward. And that was a layup. They were going to do that. And now the president, this was just recently, just last week, rejected the decision to on the pipeline. He decided to postpone a ruling on the fate of the pipeline until 2013. I mean, this is just a political punt. Let's call it what it is. It's the wrong call, people. It's the wrong call. Oh, and by the way, since we're setting the record straight, this isn't a secret either. You could find this out pretty easily. So by delaying a decision on this $7 billion project, it would immediately produce about, let's say, 20,000 jobs. But let's say that estimate is high. I was talking to somebody in the oil industry about that, and they guaranteed, said to me, there's no question, it's at least 15,000. But they thought 20,000 wasn't necessarily wrong. But I'm going to say, because there's charges that, oh, that's just inflated. So, okay, so we'll give you that, and we'll take 5,000 off the top. So let's say 15,000. So here we are. In a close election, votes make a difference for the president, right? And this president is just punting that. That's what he's doing. It's politics. It is written all over this sucker. Absolutely. Oil from Canada for refining, bringing it all the way down to the Texas Gulf Coast. They have done exhaustive environmental studies on this. Exhaustive. And fine, things have been moved. Even the Energy Secretary, Stephen Chu, publicly indicated that he supported the project. Do you know he is a Nobel Prize-winning physicist? He said that the pipeline, I mean, he gave the pipeline credibility, talking about the environmental impact. They probably told him to shut up. So he shut up after he said that. So this decision to delay is definitely a calculated one over politics. That's what it's about. And you know what? Let's hope the Chinese ultimately do not get their hands on this, because that's what's going to happen. I know this is what's going to happen. If this whole thing falls apart, I'm just going to spell this out more because I've done a bunch of research on this. We're talking about jobs on the upper Texas coast. The heavy oil would be refined. You know how much? Probably about 700,000 barrels of oil daily. Yeah. This is so short-sighted not to approve this. Experts are saying the potential impact on the environment is nil. I'm not saying that. The environmental studies that have already been done are saying that. And one last thing before we jump to the phones. And boy, I hope you really throw in on this, because I want to get a sense of what you're thinking. And if you think I'm all wrong, I want to hear that too, because I've already been shot down in my own group of friends and in some of the emails already. 800-259-5791. So here's the thing. You talk about this job, which is an infrastructure project, which is one of Obama's things, infrastructure, infrastructure. That's where we need to go. This is what we need to do, right? So it turns out that somebody who will benefit from this being shelved is Warren Buffett. Yeah, he's got money. He's got money to play with. And see, here's the thing. It's really Berkshire Hathaway that is the company of Warren Buffett that would make some serious money as a result of it, because we're talking about rail shipments. Because with oil production, you don't have the pipelines, so now more of that will go through the railroads. So 75%, you ready for this? 75% of the oil currently shipped by rail out of North Dakota. We're getting oil there. It's handled by Burlington Northern, Santa Fe. Guess what? That's a unit of Warren Buffett's company. All right, it's politics, baby. That's what it is. Pure politics. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
You are all wrong about this pipeline.
Oh, Rick, I knew you were going to say that. Why am I all wrong about this pipeline? Well,
one thing, my nephew just got hired on the railroad, him and 30 other people.
Well, I'm happy for, listen, I'm happy for your nephew. I want him to have a job, because he's, that's where it's going.
So you don't need the pipeline, you got railroads doing it. But why should we tear up our country so Canada can sell that oil to China? Because that's where it's going to go. One of the reporters asked the spokesman for that pipeline, whatever, said, where that oil is going to go? And she said, it don't matter. That's their answer. Don't matter. So right there it tells you it's not going to the United States.
No. Most of it's going to the United States. That's not true. I've talked to oil people about that. Most of it's going to the United States.
Saying, but it's going to go to China. Just like up there in Alaska, that oil went to Japan. It didn't come down here. So why should we tear up our country for that? And do you not remember that earthquake back in Thanksgiving time in Oklahoma? Was it 5.6?
Yes.
Yeah, well, see, that would have busted that pipe right in half. I mean, it would have been polluting ground.
I see, here's what I think. There are certain things that they can put in play here where you can't prevent acts of God or nature or whatever you want to say, but you can't. There's no 100% in anything that we're doing with oil. You know that. That's what I said in the beginning. There's no 100% here, not even in North Dakota, that there can't be some sort of a rail accident.
Well, if that oil is going to the United States, why do they have to pump to Texas? We got a refinery right across St. Louis in Alton, Illinois, one of the biggest refineries in the country.
Because they have a lot of refineries. They have a lot of refineries there, and that was the decision to take it down and refine it there.
Yeah, why can't they do that? They're going to Texas.
Well, that's how they decided. That's how it was laid out. I wasn't in the boardroom, and they decided how they were going to take it all the way down there. But I know that there's more. There's more opportunity to refine it there because there's so many places for it. Maybe that's why. I'm sure there are other places they could have gone too. But listen, I get it. Listen. Your nephew's got a job on the railroad, and so he's
49 other people.
And he's so exactly. So he's instead of thousands, he's got a job, which I'm happy about that, because I like you, so I already like your nephew. And so I'm glad that that's working for you. And it's also working for Warren Buffett, because he is making a ton of do-re-mi on this. Rick, thanks for the call. We're going to agree to disagree. Rick. I knew it. I knew he was going to disagree. And that's okay, because I'm getting a lot of reaction like Rick's, who are saying, Kate, why take it down the belly of our country? Why risk that? Betty in Kentucky, hello.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Well,
what do you think, Betty?
I agree with Rick. That was the reason I was calling. A year or so back, I was reading, I think it was in Business Week magazine, about the superhighway that they wanted to build from Canada to through Texas to Mexico. That was so that Canada could ship goods through the United States down into Mexico to a port that they could ship things to China a lot cheaper from the Mexican port than they can from a U.S. port. This oil thing, when it's all said and done, the biggest part of the oil will be going to China. So the pipeline's not going to stop at Texas. It's going to go on down through Mexico, and that's what it's all about.
Well, I'm not saying that none of it will go there. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would be ignorant to think that none of it would go there. So you're right on that part. But you've got, like in North Dakota, for example, billions of dollars of infrastructure improvements have been made in North Dakota. That's exactly, and so North Dakota is the nation's fourth biggest oil producer, right? And they only trail, guess who they trail? Texas in the crude output. So lots of that oil would stay here. There's no doubt that it's not all going out. Absolutely not. And the thousands of American jobs that there would be if the pipeline was allowed to go, the pipeline project, if you look at normally the infrastructure stuff that the Obama administration wants, normally they would approve it. So it was strange, I thought, to block it. And trust me, if Obama is reelected, they will approve this Keystone Pipeline. They will. But it'll be after he's elected. All right, so far, Rick in Illinois and Betty in Kentucky, like a lot of people, do not agree with me. Don't agree with me. If you want to throw in on this, I'm on my own little island. Thanks, Betty. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We're kicking the can down the road.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AFFINITY HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Keystone Pipeline, Keystone XL Pipeline here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. As I said, I've done a bunch of research on this, and listen, I know that there is hot opinions on this. You are either for it or against it. There doesn't seem to be any gray area. I always keep an open mind, and the more I hear, the more I am so convinced that this is nothing more than political pandering. And look, Warren Buffett, God bless him, he just gets richer. He's making the money on this one because of the fact that it's going to be shipped by rail. 75% of the oil currently is shipped by rail out of North Dakota. And I've already said this, but it's handled by Burlington Northern Santa Fe, which is a unit of Warren Buffett's company, Berkshire Hathaway. And Warren Buffett, he just wants to be taxed more money. It's he's willing to pay more money because he keeps making more money. And I'm not really pounding on Buffett. In fact, I read his quarterly statements and stuff is anything that Buffett says. I mean, people pay how much money to go have lunch with him to listen to the wise Buddha? Lots of money. And I have to say this country was built on capitalism, so how can you pound the capitalist? But I just think it's interesting because if you look at it through different colored glasses, let's say, the president says no to this now so that on 2013 and 2013, if it fits, they'll approve it, which I think they will. And now then there'll be thousands of jobs. Then they can say, well, look, we're creating thousands of jobs. We waited to make sure it was safe. But I've talked to the agencies. Environmentally, it got the green light. Let's put it that way. Can you say anything is 100% safe? No. I cannot tell you that anything in this life is 100% safe. Honestly, You're not getting that from any organization ever. You're not going to get that ever. So from everything that I've been able to research, from the people that I've talked to, and I've looked at it on all sides, trust me. I have looked on it on all sides. So listen, the cold water was thrown on this project. That's the bottom line. It's just another edge the Chinese can get on us. That's it. And it's more jobs that aren't happening right now that could be happening. Could be happening. But they're not happening. Because this pipeline to transport this synthetic crude oil is not going to happen right now. It's not going to happen right now. It's been rejected. And I knew it was going to be rejected, so I guess I'm not surprised, but I think it's a mistake. I think it's a political punt, and it's not even really been covered up actually that much. That's what it is. The decision to not do it. This is a $7 billion project. It's delayed, and it would automatically produce really decent jobs in this country. Really decent jobs. But when you're running for an election, you've got to be able to please the people that are going to vote for you. And I'll say this again. Stephen Chu, the energy secretary. And what is his stake in the game? He serves at the pleasure of the president. Weeks ago, not even that long ago, Chu supported the project. His credentials, Nobel Prize winning physicist. And he said thumbs up to it, right? So what does that mean? And what happened was the White House came under pressure from environmental groups. There was massive demonstrations outside the gates of Pennsylvania Avenue. Over, I was there when it was happening, over and over and over and over again. So you weigh the options. Weigh the options. So there's no oil that's going to be flown into the country. It'll be, you know, ultimately now what's going to happen, we're going to have this decision to delay. And what happens now, putting off the construction of this key component that would, I don't know, help in that energy independence that we've been talking about, that we don't have to lean on unstable governments, right? So if the environmentalists or experts are saying that the potential impact on the environment is nil, and they're saying nil, not me. So if it's not allowed to flow in this country, then where does it go? Guess. You did guess already. China. That's what's going to happen. That's where it's going. It's flowing there, baby. And they're going to make the money on it, ultimately. Well, they're going to reap the benefits. The Chinese are already doing that. They're not stupid. They see what's happening in their country and some of the problems they're having. They're looking around, and they're just sucking up all the sources. That's what's going on. All right, let's go to Mary in Illinois. Hey, Mary, how are you?
I've been wanting to talk to somebody on that. I've heard that China wants to pay for it. And if they're going to pay for it, they're going to get all the oil, too. We're shipping oil out. And also, Canada wants to sell us oil to use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why can't we just buy oil from Canada?
Yeah, and we're already doing some of that, Mary, because it's like 25% of what we get. As somebody in D.C. just said to me, the number is 25%. That's what they estimate is what we're getting from Canada. It'd be that much more from the pipeline. And ultimately, we make no money off of that, obviously. You just said it. Because really, it's the Chinese that get the oil they need. And Canada would get some of the money then, more money from the Chinese, yes.
Yes, but just in case of earthquakes and the pipes, they break and other things, I could just imagine it goes across Montana, South Dakota. It doesn't even touch. I've got the diagram here in Time Magazine where the existing pipes, I don't know if they're pipes, someone said rail.
Yeah.
It goes down through North Dakota, but the way that they want to put it, it goes through the edge of South Dakota, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, down to Port Arthur, and Houston. Mm-hmm. But they say China wants to pay for it. That's who's going to pay for it. And that's terrible. It'll all go to them. There's no way that they're going to let us have any of that.
Yeah, so you say thumbs down. Are you saying, I'm only confused. A lot of what you're saying is right, but are you saying thumbs down overall to the pipeline idea?
And that's right.
Okay, so another thumbs down.
We want that going through your state. And then, there's so many things that can go wrong. You know, they're having earthquakes where they're fracking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just too dangerous, and we're not going to get any use of that oil.
Well, that's what Rick in Illinois said. Mary, thanks for your opinion. I'm glad you called in. You perked up on that one. We would get the benefits of the jobs, and we would get the benefits of some of that oil. But I understand the easy thing to say is the fracking because of the natural gas and the things that are happening. So, sure, if you think it's too dangerous and you say thumbs down to that, that's a lot of what I've gotten. Most of the people who have emailed me, that's what the concern is. That's what they say. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kay. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, we're hanging in there. I finally got to watch the whole speech, you know, the State of the Union. And, you know, this pipeline, by the way, from what I understand, this pipeline is supposed to be less than 1 million barrels a day. Is that right? Like 750,000?
Yeah.
That doesn't dent even the 22 million barrels we use a day in this country. You know, I mean, a little bit. I guess a little bit helps, but a whole bunch of stickapoos made about over that. But I just could not believe if there was one word I had to brand on that speech, Katie, it was hypocrisy. I mean, this guy's telling American companies to quit going overseas and come back here, and that companies here get taxed more, which is why our companies are headed overseas, so they're not taxed as much. And he just wants them to come back here so he can get that money for the government. He doesn't care about the Americans or Americans have jobs or not. He's done something the last 3 years to get this economy changed, you know. And then he's sitting there talking about how bad these companies are because they go overseas and they give jobs away to them. Then he brings in the single mom from North Carolina.
Yeah.
And he sits there and says about how Siemens and some university in North Carolina got together and helped her get a education or a job or something like that. I just laughed when I heard the word Siemens. Do you know who Siemens is, Kate? Tell America tonight.
Siemens, the company Siemens you're talking about?
Yes, yes, that's what he was talking about. That
yes.
Siemens. That's
yeah.
a German electrical company.
Oh yeah. You know what? You know what's so funny? It's so funny when you said it because my husband was watching that speech with me, and that's exactly what he said. That you know, you're not even talking about an American company.
Well, it's okay if a foreign company comes over into America to give Americans jobs, which, by the way, I think pretty much half the Japanese cars that Americans buy are built here in Japanese, you know, owned factories that are here in the United States. But it's okay if they do that, but if we ship jobs over, here's where the problem is, Kate. I know we're short on time tonight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It is not a United States versus everyone else world today. That's all I heard from him last night, was the United States versus the rest of the world. We need to be on top, okay? It is a world economy, Kate. It's connected by unbelievable communication, unbelievable methods of transportation, okay? It is a world economy today, okay? What happens in Japan? I'm a little paranoid right now, or a little skeptical about what happened in Japan. They just had the first year in 30-something years where they have a trade deficit, you know? It's a world economy. You can't sit back and just say, hey, let's fight the Chinese, let's fight this. Let's figure out ways where everyone gets rich on the planet, not just, you know, Americans saving jobs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that boy, we can talk about that all night long. That's interesting. And by the way, thanks. Thanks a lot, Don. Our man, Saul Alvin, predicted what was going on in Japan. Siemens does employ Americans, though. Don't forget that. It's like 70,000 jobs. Stay with us.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
You want to hurry and weigh, and you can do that 800-259-5791. And then I promise, we're going to the mailbag. I'm halfway down the hallway now. But I'll say this, and really I'm getting clobbered. All the callers are great. Mary and Rick in Illinois, Betty in Kentucky. I think even Don was saying no because it wasn't enough oil to the pipeline. And I have these arguments with people all the time. I originally was just open-minded as to tell me about this pipeline. Here's the deal. By 2020, the amount of Canadian oil shipped to our country could double from the current levels, because we're already getting Canadian oil. It would be increased to 5 million barrels a day. That answers the question from Don saying, oh, well, it's not that much money. And it would be 40% of our oil imports. Remember, I said this earlier, but I'm going to give you a number, 40%. We don't have to rely on the Middle East and these other areas. Constructing the pipeline, it'd be a 1,700-mile pipeline that would go from Alberta to the Texas refineries in the Gulf of Mexico. And it would be the most modern pipeline you could imagine. They'd have monitoring devices to check how, you know, the integrity of the pipeline, all that kind of stuff. If the Keystone pipeline was blocked forever, because, you know, this gets taken up in 2013, it could get blocked again. The Canadians aren't going to just leave that oil that they can be making money on in the sands, in that ground there. China wants the oil. All of you know that. You've all said that. Bravo, you get it. So if they have to, then they would build that they would build a pipeline that could carry oil basically to the Pacific ports in Canada. Then they would load it on tankers and they would ship it to the Asian markets. We got nothing to do with it then. So forget the jobs, the however many, the 15,000, the 20,000 jobs, and then the indirect jobs because of the revenue that the states would get that are struggling and all the local areas along the route because they would make money for it. It's like the people who say, oh, I don't want any of that fracking or any of that nonsense near me, but oh, wait a second, now they're going to give me money for this natural gas and I can put all my grandchildren through college. Yeah, I understand it's the yin and the yang of it. And I understand the arguments of, do you really trust that it's going to be the best? And, you know, what are the pollutants? What's going to happen? What about the extracting process? What's the environmental toll going to be in the sections of where it goes through? Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to be debating this for a long time. I have a feeling that this isn't just one and done here. Let's go to Sharon in Maine. Hey, Sharon.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Good, Sharon. What do you think?
I think they should build the pipeline from North Dakota down to on the U.S. side, and then after Obama gets voted out, they can connect it with the Canadian side.
I love that. You saved me from standing on the island by myself. We're on the same island. So we'll just build it. Forget it. They don't have to make the money with the railroads. We'll just wait. And then when he's done, we'll build the rest of it. That's good. I like that.
I have another piece of news. I got an email the other day that with the oil industry in North Dakota, even though it's on private land and whatnot, the EPA is threatening to shut it down.
They are. And really, you know, even Newt Gingrich made reference to that in the last debate. They shouldn't be able to do that because of the private land thing. But there is a threat, yes.
And
yeah,
I,
it's good.
I would tell the EPA to get the heck out of Dodge. It's private land. It's not federal land. So the EPA really has no say in what private businesses have to say or do.
Yep, I agree. Sharon, good call. Thank you. Sharon's the only one who agrees with me. And plus she had that sense of humor. But everybody was good. Thanks for all the calls on it. All right, let's see here. Without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
Yeah, Homer was just dying to say that. He's like, come on, get to the mailbag. You keep saying you're going to the mailbag. And, of course, some of what's in the mailbag has to do with the pipeline. Here's one from Jake in Texas. He says, Kate, really? The pipeline? I think you just had a bad day. You need some sleep. Think it over. I still love you, but the pipeline is bogus. Oh, thanks, Jake. All right, and this one, one more. This one from Mary listening to us in Kalamazoo. Kate Delaney, the pipeline. I have to say you're making the wrong call on this one. The pipeline has problems written all over it. Do you really believe that we're not going to have any problems, any leaks, any of that in any of the areas where that pipeline would snake through our country? That's the biggest problem of all. The Chinese are clobbering us anyway. I've almost conceded. Let them have everything. Ooh. Let them have everything. Mary, what are you thinking? Let them have everything. Competition. We are still the greatest nation on the face of the earth, right? Don't we still want to be the greatest nation? The land of opportunity? We have that statue in New York, you know, Lady Liberty, that people are just dying to still come in here, even if they have to sneak across. Ooh. Let's go to something else that was in our pipeline here in the mailbag. And let's see. This one comes to us from Edward. Edward says, hello, America, tonight. I don't know if you saw this or not, especially since you have been talking about the Republicans, and could there be a surprise entrance into the race like Jeb Bush? Yeah, I said Jeb Bush or Mitch Daniels. People are talking about the governor of Indiana. So what Edward sent to me was this Rasmussen report that says 33% of Republican voters say it would be good if a new candidate entered the presidential race, that if there was somebody else, if they had somebody else they could go to. You know, people fall in love with people because they hear them speak, like Chris Christie from New Jersey, who's tough-talking, very Jersey-ish, says what he thinks, says that he can work with Democrats. They might fight like cats and dogs in front of the mics and everything else, but then when they get behind closed doors, they find an area where they don't have to give up their ideologies and their beliefs, but they can figure out some sort of a compromise. So people really wanted Chris Christie and Jeb Bush and Mitch Daniels were the ones that were mentioned the most. Bobby Jindal was mentioned too, the governor of Louisiana, but he immediately shot that down and said he wanted nothing to do with it. Well, what's interesting is the former Republican national chair says that the idea of somebody coming up in February, somebody new coming into the game, is just stupid because already it's so fractured all over the place, all these debates and trying to narrow it down, that's not what you want to see. And I'm talking about Michael Steele, who said, you know, forget about it. There are 13 states after Florida that still have to have these primaries and, you know, it with these deadlines and everything else and somebody trying to jump in, that would mean you're only on however many ballots in the states that are left. So if you don't like the crop of Republican presidential contenders, too bad. Because the thrown out Bush or Daniels or anyone else, they can't jump into the race at this point, because if they did, it would just be pure stupidity. Not stupidity if they rallied people, I don't think. But he has a point. Trying to get into any of these primaries, it would be next to impossible. You really wouldn't have the time, and you know, ultimately that would be the killer. You wouldn't be able to do it. All right, one last one, and this one comes to us from Anna J. I like it when everybody puts like their. I guess I do that. I sign things Kate D. But Anna J. says, I happened to see this on the news. Did you happen to see the video of Barack Obama in Arizona on the tarmac arguing with the governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer? Yes, it was like the shot heard around the world. And I don't think you could hear any argument in any video, but there was shots of it. And what happened was, I didn't even see any video, I just saw static pictures. But what happened was, he flew in on Wednesday, the president, on Air Force One late in the afternoon, and the governor was there. She handed him a note, a handwritten letter, asking if he would want to come back, and she would tour the border with him and go to lunch with him and talk to him. And apparently he said that there were some things in the book that she wrote that disturbed him and didn't feel that he was treated cordially and that kind of stuff. And they kind of, I don't want to say made up, but kind of shook hands and agreed to disagree. And he said that he might take her up on her offer, so how about that? As you know, Arizona is at war with the government over a law that the governor signed that never really went into effect, where law enforcement folks could have pulled over people for other violations and asked them if they were a citizen of the United States. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.